This two-month-old boy named Ryder is among the wave of children filling American hospitals to be treated for RSV.
Terrifying. It's a serious illness, you know, with him being this young. He doesn't have an immune system to fight it off.
RSV is most dangerous to young babies and older adults. Symptoms include lethargy and breathing problems.
They don't want to feed, they don't want to drink, they really don't want to do anything else. They won't even sleep because they're having such a tough time breathing.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports nearly three-quarters of pediatric hospital beds are currently full. RSV, COVID, and an unusually early influenza season have combined to form what some doctors call a tridemic.
The sheer volume and the impact in terms of outstripping the healthcare system's ability to care for it, I think you're seeing a tidal wave of sweeping across this country right now.
Children's emergency room staff say they are overwhelmed with patients. And a Virginia high school saw 1,000 student absences last week. That's half the student body due to illness.
It's very troubling and worrisome because everyone's getting sick. And she just had COVID this summer for the first time.
Doctors say as people drop COVID-19 precautions, they become more vulnerable to the other diseases. RSV is also transmitted through coughs, sneezes, and contaminated surfaces. President Biden says following his lead to get an updated COVID booster vaccine will help ease the strain on hospitals, but fewer than 10% of Americans who qualify have done so. About 350 people continue to die from COVID in the U.S. each day. While RSV deaths are far more rare at about 40 a day, doctors are worried about a difficult winter ahead. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.